We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at getarculus.com.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on Cranberry.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Local. Well, my friend, are you looking forward to Thanksgiving?
Today's Thanksgiving. Today, it airs today.
That's true.
So awesome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. There you go. Is it? Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I don't even know. We're in Canada. It's crazy Thanksgiving. We don't have that here.
Yeah, my son flew in from Anchorage just yesterday to have I just almost said have Canada Day with us, but no, Thanksgiving with us. See, you're twisting my mind, Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Your plan is working slowly but surely.
Well, you didn't come onto my couch, which was a shock. So I've got to work on it.
Yeah. Oh, it's not over yet. Don't lease it to anybody yet.
We haven't seen our new couch. We got a nice new sectional with.
I did. I saw it on Facebook. Yeah. I was like, ooh,
electric reclining and.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It's sweet.
So you're enticing me to come over, aren't you?
Party time. Yeah. So we're both swamped right now. So let's just jump right into it. Get her done. First there, local, now this is something you noted online before I could catch it, was a good one. Local business schema now requires image and price range fields. It's kind of funny that's the case because it's hard to fathom how Google can really enforce that because price range, on a local store could be from $1 to $5,000.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the images make sense. The price range thing was kind of interesting because and one of our fellow SEOs posted on my post. He said, yeah, my price range is $500 to $20,000. It's like, okay,
they want it. Well, they got it.
That's the range. So you asked for it. But it's interesting because they're changing this, the requirements in this a lot. I mean, they've been doing this more and more, and I'd expect to get even more changes coming up.
Just want to beat my head against
the wall.
It's
interesting to watch this. It's really interesting to watch.
Constantly changing. And for local business or local SEOs, it's like myself, it's getting a little overwhelming. But, oh, well, whatever. It harkens back to the days when things were changing a ton in the standard organic results. This is another level, man. I've never seen changes this rapid. I mean, there's more to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Like the next one here is that Google has added a live busy status to local businesses and search results. I think this is kind of cool. So let's say you look up coffee nearby, and then you see a coffee joint shows up, and in the this is the mobile card, and it says it's got a, you know, what's happening right now. And let's see, I'm gonna look at the picture again, and I'll outline exactly what it says. It says popular times, and then it's got the sort of over the course of the day chart that highlights the times that are the busiest. But then it also says live, busier than usual. And then it has a little button that says correct with a question mark. So you can say yes or no if that's not true, if you're there and it's not that busy. Interesting.
That's interesting. I wonder how gameable that is. If you're like a competitor right next door and you have people that are close enough, they can call up that business and start saying how busy it is, so people will come to yours because it's not as busy.
Yeah, I mean, once people start really focusing on it, I guess that's possible. Although I'm sure over time, enough people will be, you know, earn a certain reputation as answering it correctly based on, you know, other people's feedback. I don't know. You could start to lose any of your ability to affect it. I don't know. Yeah. Anywho, and Google will, you know, leverage its spam experience, I'm sure. I don't know. They're just adding little things here and there to local, which is always a little interesting.
Right.
The next bit here is actually kind of cool. John Mueller. Not Mueller Files, unfortunately, but... Is this kind of a Mueller Files? Hey, kind of. In this case, the Google Webmaster Hangouts that John Mueller does, he's asking people whether or not they would like to send in any topics. He's been getting feedback that people would like more of a topical show, and for December he's thinking about doing that. So he wants some ideas. So you get your chance to do that. Just tweet him. I think it's at John Mueller, I believe, on Twitter. But check it out. I'm sure it's something close to that.
What topics are you going to suggest?
I probably won't even get any chance to. I barely even get a chance to listen to the ones he does. And frankly, I like the ones he does. I like
if you don't have a chance, let's get our listeners to ask him. So what topic should we ask him to do? Yeah, I would like to see. I'd like to see something more on. There's a lot of stuff in the news about the news, right? So I'd love to hear from him. I don't know if we have to ask specific questions, but I'd love to hear a little more about what Google is planning on doing to address this issue of fake news. We have a story coming up about something they're doing, but I'm not sure it's enough. But I'd like to hear from him what they're doing about the fake news stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think he'd have to answer that in classic Mueller fashion, which is sort of, I don't know, and just sort of riff a bit. And I don't know whether or not he really knows, because it's in transition now. They're working on it. But it is interesting, isn't it? There was so much fake news, and arguably it affected the election. It's a little scary. In fact, I was talking to my friend, colleague here today, and he was saying that is it Trump's cousin? I can't recall. Maybe nephew. But anyway, he was part of the digital marketing team, and he says that they state that their digital marketing campaign was one of the reasons he won. Wouldn't doubt that.
Yes, I saw something about that too, specifically tied to Facebook.
Yeah, it certainly was a bastion of Trumpiness. In any case, we're not getting into politics. It's just, it was interesting from a digital marketing standpoint.
Apparently we did get into politics.
No,
I'm sorry.
It was digital marketing. I didn't say yes or no or be mean, and didn't go the way I wanted to go. Anyway.
I just suggest we don't get me started.
Yes. Now, another thing here is Google Search Console, Webmaster Tools, as you put it, has been adding lots of things over the last while, hasn't it? I mean, it's been pretty good. I mean, over the last couple of years, it's been extremely overhauled. Anyway, a lot of people are kind of focused on mobile first. We've talked about it in the past, how Google is very clearly said that they're a mobile-first index now, and they're working on this mobile-first index, which, according to Gary Ish, which is actually how you say his name, I did not know that. I've been calling Ilya's forever, so it's Ish.
I've been calling him Gary.
Yeah, there you go. So, Gary Ish from Google, he says that they're working hard on it right now. They're doing some demos of it, and they are expecting it to be in the end of the first quarter of 2017 when it gets fully rolled out. They want to make sure that this index doesn't completely screw the pooch. I'm glad.
Well, how often does that actually work, though? I mean, they try that every time, but eventually one of them slips out that screws the pooch.
Well, it's true, but I mean, how long has it been since we've had a Florida-esque issue? It's been a long time. I mean, they're pretty scared of that.
Yeah, but Florida was extreme, right? The Florida update was extreme. They've had some minor ones that have caused problems, and they had to reverse things. I can't remember. I just remember that happening in the last couple of years. I wish I could give you an example, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
But it hasn't been horrendous or anything. Like, for those who are listening, the Florida update happened, I think it's 2004, and it was in December they launched the massive update, which completely massacred the index. I mean, sites that were all prepped and excited about the Christmas season and ready to make their money, literally their money for the year, lost all rankings.
Basically went out of business because of that one update in Google, because they missed the entire Christmas season revenue from the Christmas season and didn't have enough to survive.
Oh, to this day, I think it just gives me the shivers. The whole thing was horrendous. Anyway, lots of really interesting news on that. If you ever want to go take a trip down memory lane and read about the Florida update, there's a few passionate notes out there about it.
You think? I think there's some on this. There's this one site called stepforth.com.
We may have a few. Yes. Yeah, Jim Hedger had a good time writing about that one. I remember that. Shout out to our buddy Jim.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he had some serious health complications. We're glad he's with us. And he was my first employee and has been a longtime friend. And it was a bit of a shock to hear him in the hospital. So I'm glad he's home.
I'd consider Jim one of my mentors, basically because he's the one that got me into the industry. Got to know him on one of the old school SEO forums when I got my first speaking gig, I think in 2006. He was the one that walked me around and introduced me to everybody. Jim was a big part of my career coming up.
Yeah, he's a very generous guy and a nice one, and I'm so glad he's bouncing back and he's grinning away. Doing some nip slips and all that. Ooh. Anyway.
No. And if you don't know, he's also got a show on Cranberry Radio with Dave Davies called Webcology. Give it a listen.
Yeah. So I imagine they're taking a bit of hiatus.
I don't know when he's going to get back to I don't know when he's going to get back to doing new episodes. But
actually, you know what? Knowing Jim, he'll do it from his bed.
Yeah, probably.
Just for the the fun of it. So, I mean, yeah, catch the next one. I bet it's a good one. in any case, he is doing well now, I believe. And, it was a very serious health issue. So we're literally glad he's still with us. Anyway, let's take a quick break. We come back. We're really cruising through this news, so we better start expanding on things. We'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess. Do you have cold, hard cash burning a hole in your pocket? Let Cranberry Radio lighten your load. Just hand us that burdensome dinero and we'll get you set up with your very own radio show. We produce, edit, and amplify the show. All you have to do is show up. It's time for you to make an impact. We're glad to help. Just hand over the cash. Space is limited, so contact us now at sales@cranberry.fm. sales@cranberry.fm.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix. Zoe Social, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. Zoe Social is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let Zoe Social give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
Cranberry Radio is your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Browse through our complete library of programs at cranberry.fm or on demand through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and Google Play. Don't worry, you can still access all of our great webmasterradio.fm programs at cranberry.fm. Refresh your bookmarks today to Cranberry Radio at cranberry.fm.
Online anytime. This is Cranberry Radio. Cranberry.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on Cranberry.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Local, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. All right.
We talked a minute ago about the idea of what we would ask for a webmaster hangout, and I said, you know, I'd like to see what they're going to do on fake news. Well, something they are doing about fake news right now is, you know how at the top of the desktop search results you have that in the news box that shows up? Looks like they're getting rid of that starting when are they starting? The beginning of December? That's going to go away. There's not going to be an in the news box anymore. And they're going to replace it with a carousel of stories related to whatever the topic you searched for was. And they said this is something they had already planned, which I'm not surprised because that's what they do in the mobile results now anyway. So they're hoping that because of that, it will help weed out some of this, you know, fake news stuff that they had.
Well, it won't give it unnecessary authority. See, the problem was that most people in the know that Google News, the actual Google News, is vetted. Mm-hmm. Not every story, but the sources are vetted as legitimate places. That are at least trying to put out legitimate stories, whereas in the news section in desktop search wasn't the same feed. It was anything pretty much, and as a result, they've called it. They're changing it to top stories, I believe, or something along that line. That makes a hell of a lot more sense, and people were taking it for as truth, everything, and again. That didn't help in the election.
But even that, I don't think is going far enough. I think they need to go back to having in this even top stories doesn't really clarify it enough unless they go back to only showing stories from verified news sources from the Google News. Now that they're adding everything in the world that's related to it that seems like news, they're still going to be servicing this fake stuff. And that's, to me, it's not good enough.
There's actually quite a bit of discussion right now around this, different articles, different lines of thought. And one of them was that Google is saying that they actually don't want any of these out there. They don't think it deserves any of these sites deserve visibility. So they're saying they're going to try and remove them from the index entirely. And they're also hitting them in the pockets by not allowing them to do paid advertising anymore.
Yeah, and it's interesting too because Facebook is kind of talking about the same thing, not really the same thing. What they're talking about is labeling fake news as fake news or opinion, right, directly in their system. And they're already getting a ton of backlash from people claiming that they're trying to censor alternative viewpoints and all this kind of stuff. So if Google just removes this stuff from the index, they can expect to get some huge backlash too. It's really interesting to watch how this is going to progress. And I've got some friends who are reporters and editors, have been in the news business for decades, and we have heated discussions behind the scenes sometimes about whether there should be an authoritative body around news sources, and it's a really, really complex issue. It really is.
Yeah, kind of like a a more effective version of the United Nations for reporting or something, you know? Something with teeth. Not gumless.
Yeah, that's probably there's nothing that has teeth except the Constitution, which says anybody can say anything.
Yeah. Well, they can say anything, but they just won't be shown.
Right.
They won't have any publicity or exposure. Very interesting, and I can see why the discussions would be heated. But I do agree something has to be done. These have to be labeled. Frankly, I think we should just give all the money to Snopes. They do a good job.
Oh, jeez.
I say that tongue-in-cheek, of course, but they do a pretty decent job.
who's your go-to news source now?
For what? That's the thing. I mean, it depends on what I'm looking for.
Just everyday news, not like industry-specific news, but you want to know what's going on in the world.
Oh, CBC. That's Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. I trust them. They do good reporting. Not perfect. No one's perfect, but it's the best I know of.
My trend recently.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now enjoy a large iced coffee for just $2. Add a breakfast sandwich to make a meal. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Recently, after this whole debacle, it's been really to go to local news sources, right? They're not as they don't have those tendencies to try to grab mass audiences with this really trumped up stuff, pardon the pun. And they're really trying to do good reporting at a local level, and they seem to be, you know, much more of a reliable source.
True.
Well, just my opinion.
What goes into, like, let's take this around to an SEO perspective here. You being in this industry so tightly in the news, what goes into optimizing a news post?
Training, more than anything, right? We don't. There's no way we would ever have the bandwidth to sit down and try to optimize each individual article as it comes out. Mm-hmm. The two things that we do on a regular basis is training. We'll go out to all our markets and we'll train the newsroom staff on digital optimization. Now we can't call it SEO because they hate the term, so it's digital optimization. But we cover both. You know, what's trending in topics and how people are looking for things and what tools to use to find what people are looking for and we help them understand why what people are looking for is just as important as how you want to, you know, write that headline, right? Because if you write this, you know, we train them on what works and what doesn't work and when to be editorial and when to be more in line with answering questions, right?
So they do keyword research? Like they actually research what people are searching for? Like, what if they do? Is it in-house, a tool?
We give them some tools, and it's more often not like a keyword research tied to like AdWords or something. It's more often tied to trending. Google Trends they use, some of the social trending tools that talk about how people are hashtagging and things like that to help give them an idea of how people are talking about certain topics, as opposed to trying to dictate how people should think about these, understand how people are already thinking about them and write towards that, right? Hmm. If that makes any sense. And the other thing we do is if there's breaking news or a larger story, my team will get directly involved by creating what we call a topic brief. And we'll do a lot of that research for them up front and then just do a mass distribution to all the markets that are covering the story. If it's breaking in one of our markets, of course, they'd get it first. But if other markets are also, if it's a national story that every market is going to be covering, like the elections or something, we'll do the research and send out these briefs all the time.
Interesting. I'd love to shadow you for a day and see how it works. It'd be fascinating.
I'd put your ass to work so fast.
That would be interesting. That would be fun. Be a good reason to get out there, actually. I could say that's some training.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Write it off on your taxes.
Yeah. If I only needed write-offs. Someday. All right. So... I guess we've beaten the In the News thing to death. It's very interesting, and I love that they're looking at it. It's nice to see Google policing the truth to a degree, as long as it's, again, like you said, carefully done. And I don't know how that's possible, but we'll see. Now, this kind of is amazing. Again, it's a little off topic slightly, but it is important for anyone who has a website, pretty much. So I guess there you go.
It's kind of on topic because this HTTPS thing is really topical to SEO. Mm-hmm. So this is part of that conversation.
True. So HTTPS means a secure connection to a website versus HTTP, which a lot of us are used to seeing. Google in the past has said that they're giving a boost to a very minor one, but a boost to companies who have or websites that are secure, and they're pushing it pretty hard. In fact, I believe it was September 8th, they mentioned that they are going to be, over time, they're going to get to a point where all pages that are not HTTPS will have a red mark in Google Chrome when it shows up in the address bar saying not secure. Right now, it just doesn't say anything. It's got an unlock, padlock. It's pretty mild.
Doesn't change colors.
Yeah,
nothing.
No. But in the midterm, and this is something I guess we're going to be seeing very soon, is
January, they said.
January? Okay.
January.
Any page that has any login on a non-secure page will have the red bar saying not secure on that page. It's not going to affect the whole website, thank goodness.
Yeah, or banking info. They're looking for pages that collect passwords or banking info in January.
Yeah, if you've got something that requests banking info and it's not secure, bad.
Yeah, don't fill that out.
Thank you. Collects passwords. I mean, that's going to be very common for anyone with WordPress login pages. Not many of us have those secure. Thankfully, it's being pushed. So
in Google's blog post about it, they've said very specifically this was just the first steps. They plan over time to do this for any page that is not secure. Any page that's not secure in Google Chrome will show a red thing saying not secure, which is going to scare the crap out of some people that aren't really familiar with how this stuff works. So it could impact a website's ability to convert, to drive business, lots of things.
It's interesting. They're going to have to be very careful when they choose to do that, though, because if they do it too soon, then people may not pay attention to it anymore. There has to be a tipping point where there's enough people who are secure that the other ones will look really odd.
Well, this is the same thing they did with mobile, right? They're trying to use their power as the elephant behemoth in this space, as far as websites go, because people will do what Google wants you to do because you want to do good in Google. But they're trying to use their power to influence how people build websites. They did it first with mobile. Now they're doing the same thing with secure. And I almost guarantee about the same time that they decide to do this with everything in Chrome is about the time they announce it. Oh, secure websites are getting even more ranking boost, right? They'll play it. And we'll see it all come together as a big scheme to get everybody to secure their sites.
You know, really, we should just be named Google ambassadors. All SEOs, at least all good SEOs, because that's all we do is we just push their agenda. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we'd have to get paid for it too. Anyway,
that's true. Can we get little badges for our websites and business cards?
Yes, a little silver badge, something I can show people too. That'd be cool. anyway, let's take a quick break. We come back for a little more news and a question from our listeners.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess. Do you have cold, hard cash burning a hole in your pocket? Let Cranberry Radio lighten your load. Just hand us that burdensome dinero, and we'll get you set up with your very own radio show. We produce, edit, and amplify the show. All you have to do is show up. It's time for you to make an impact. We're glad to help. Just hand over the cash. Space is limited. So contact us now at sales@cranberry.fm.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly?
Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? Studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean, converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
Jamming and spamming, cashing in the clicks. SEO is always in session, only on Cranberry Radio, cranberry.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on Cranberry.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Local, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. All right, there is still no official news about the November 10th ranking upheaval. It was only an upheaval for some, but it was something of note that no one has found any answer for from Google. But it was significant enough that it certainly rattled a few cages. And there's people that are saying that Penguin was rolled back and I don't know, a lot of stuff that is just very suspect.
Wouldn't it be more likely be a toe in the water for this mobile first index thing?
Maybe. Although they're saying they're not doing that, it's possible. They always roll things out quietly and test things.
Yeah. So. They say they don't do a lot of things that we know they do.
Yes.
Can we
it's
talk
very
about
true.
Social signals?
Yes.
Anyway, never mind.
another piece of info came out, which was really it's something that I dealt with before. And in fact, I even asked Mike Blumenfall, a good old Professor Maps, about this because I was just concerned a little bit. We have a lot of clients who have the old schema formats. So that's schema.org. Anyone wants to check that out? I pity them because it's not very exciting. But it essentially is some code that you can wrap around, let's say, a postal code on a page around content to give it more context to make it very clear what that content's about, or the page, and et cetera, et cetera. There's lots of stuff.
It's basically telling Google how to use the data on your page. It's giving Google instructions.
Helping them understand it. Yeah. Exactly. So in any case, there are different ways of using schema. There was the one where you would literally embed it into the page and with an around content, and it was a lot more work. Well, then they add JSON LD, which allows you just to implement a section of code in the page anywhere, and it does the trick. That way you don't have to do all the work around embedding it and integrating it, I mean, with text. Anyway, if you have both on the page, it's not a problem. I was concerned about that, but it's not. It's not a problem as long as the data is consistent. That made sense, but, you know, I never take for granted that what Google does makes sense. So it was important, and I think that's a good takeaway.
It is. And it's nice that they made things backwards compatible like that, too, because they could have easily made it so, nope, you either use one or the other. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they do nice things for us, even if they don't mean to.
There you go. All right, so let's get to this question before we wrap things up. I forgot to write who this was from. It was from Anthony Ohm, and Anthony asks, similar to Carl Bush's question, I listened to your November 10th broadcast. I have two businesses and two separate websites. Both websites have been verified by Google Local. I followed your suggestion of being consistent with name, address, phone number, NAP. I have separate business names, the same physical address, and I've been using the same phone number for both websites. Oh, Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm on page one for my keywords.
Almost don't need to read the rest of the question.
Yeah. But he did listen to the other one, so he must be know that. I must know that already. He says, I'm on page one for my keywords in Google search, but I noticed my ranking fell a few places about 6 weeks ago. Could this duplicate phone number issue be the cause of my website's dropping in rank? I use a cell phone as my listed phone number. Do I now have to get two cell phone numbers? I've been using the same phone number for both websites for many years. How do I go back to all my website appearances and correct the phone number? I'm not sure of all the places where my app exists. All right. Wow. There's a few questions there. First of all, I would say yes, that the phone number is the issue. I'm surprised you showed up at all, frankly, to that point. But then again, Google had lots of issues where things just didn't make sense.
Does that six-week mark coincide with the Possum update? I think it's pretty close if it's not exact.
September 1st was Possum, so it's a little ways back still. Although, I guess at that point it was about right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's close. So that's probably what happened is your two businesses were seen as too similar based on the same phone number. And what is it? But even though, dog training and resolve your pain, those are pretty different. So that's interesting because those are very, very different with the same phone number. I'd be interested to know how you answer the phone.
Although I noticed you're... yes. I don't want to go out. Anyway, by the way, I love that you're in Honolulu. I am jealous. It's where my wife used to live, and we love it there. But anyway...
I lived in Honolulu, too. I love it there, too.
Fantastic. So the next question is, do you have to get two cell phone numbers? Well, you certainly need to get two numbers. I would strongly agree.
Yep.
One of the options is to get a separate number and have it ring differently. I believe it's called number redirecting. I can't recall. You might have to do some research around that, Anthony. But I believe it does exist. Actually, I know it does. I just haven't used it myself. I just read about it.
Mm-hmm. Just be careful. It's not just like a standard call forwarding, that it's a real phone number that you can
exactly.
set up.
Exactly. How do I get back to my website appearances and correct the phone number? So how do you find all the ones that are incorrect? There are tools out there. Moz Local will help you do that. The only problem is I'm not certain whether or not they can work with detangling. They can usually consolidate, but you don't want to consolidate. Well, I guess you do technically from one phone number to the one company you want to leave that phone number with. So
the one thing you want to make sure you do at Moz is the data distribution sites. There's four primary databases that almost all the local citation sources utilize at one point or the other. There's the Axiom, Neustar. Neustar actually bought Localese. Localese used to be a separate one, but Neustar bought them. So there's four of them. I can't remember off the top of my head, but those are a couple of them. And once you get to those databases through Moz. So Moz would actually be a pretty good tool for this because Moz will identify the primary sources of your NAP that you need to make sure get adjusted, but will also help you with the databases. And the way the databases work is you update your data listing in the database and it sits there. And when the local citation source decides to update, they will crawl that database again and get your new information. There's no way to really push it out to all those places. It's basically you have to wait and do it on their schedule. The difficulty is like the top tier sites, Google uses these databases, Yelp uses these databases. They update on a regular basis, maybe weekly or even more frequently. But some of the second tier might only do it every month or every quarter. And some of the smaller citations might do it once a year because they all have to pay to access these databases. If at all. Good point. Right. So that's going to be your best option to go through those databases first. But there's like Ross said, they might not all update, and don't expect them all to update really soon. Give it a year
or
to see how you do.
Because you're trying to do a detangling here because they both use the same phone number. That's not going to be simple. If you need some help, let me know. It's something we do as a service, and if it's just too overwhelming, you just drop me a line at Stepforth, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Are you guys using Moz, or do you have another source?
We have another source. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Works well.
There's a number of them out there.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. So thank you, Anthony. I really appreciate the question. And with that said, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Local, thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO 101 on Google. Have a great week and fantastic Thanksgiving. And remember to tune to future episodes, which air at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday on cranberry.fm.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.
The holidays are doubly important this year, so make your celebrations doubly special. At Kroger, we've got a huge selection of high-quality meats on top of fresh, natural produce, like fresh, never-frozen prime-grade beef and our Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts, or delicious King Crab legs with our private selection gourmet potatoes. Whew, had to say that doubly fast. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.